Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. ProfitPro.us, that's his website. Folks, I encourage you to check him out. He is the Profit Pro, and he's helping us understand some of the dynamics of putting more on the bottom line right now by helping us see some of the disruptions that are potentially coming at us. And Steve, what would happen if we became the disruptor? Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, it certainly can be. It can also be very challenging, and that's one of the reasons that not very many people are able to be the disruptor.
Right.
You've got to step out into that wasteland of the unknown and
But if you do the things you've been talking about, I'm not going to be a denier. I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to find out what other people are doing, and you test it. You say, okay, I wonder what would happen if I offered this to customers, and you tested it with customers. You could become, I'm not talking about a major disruptor like Uber, but I'm talking about just a little disruptor, somebody who's just sort of, maybe just, you know, needling your competitors a little bit, but mostly just staying a little bit. To me, a great way to be a disruptor is to always be giving customers very close to what they expect from you.
Yeah, I think you'll
be ahead of most of your competitors if you do that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you can be the disruptor, and you can also. I'm a great believer in testing, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you the marketplace today with some of the crowdfunding platforms can mm-hmm. be a very, very low cost, lightning fast way of determining whether or not the market wants something that you have to offer, or even testing a brand new concept, a brand new product that you think might be worthwhile but are not sure about.
Tell us more.
Well, if you have a product or a service and you can describe it nicely and you've got your intellectual property protected, consider putting it out on one of the startup funding platforms like Kickstarter, for example, and see if people will actually buy into your concept.
I'll be darned. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it really becomes a pre-sale of your product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pebble Watch, which was the leading designer of the wristwatch that Apple finally came up with that connects to your iPhone, raised over $10 million. In a Kickstarter campaign.
Wow.
And their promise was that they would give those people who invested gave them a certain amount of money, they'd get one of their early prototypes.
Right. And folks, let me make sure we're clear about this. Remember what I've said before, and I'll remind you, I wrote three articles about this. There's the side that Steve's talking about for crowdfunding, which is where somebody, they're not investing, they're just making a donation and you promise to give them something, whether it be a piece of your art or your CD or a t-shirt or a watch. Then there's the loan side, and that's happening right now. People are borrowing money in crowdfunding. And then there's the equity side, which still isn't happening yet. So what you're talking about is the first example, Steve.
Yes. Yep. You're promising people something in return for literally a donation to your business. And people are using
$10 million? They raised $10 million?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And their original ask, I think, was for several hundred thousand dollars to help develop the product. So people who were putting the money in actually were well aware, well informed that this was a research and development program.
Mm-hmm.
So there was risk associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a platform that the smallest of businesses can use to leverage market research, just like the billion-dollar corporations are
mm-hmm.
doing.
Wow, that's an interesting way to use that model.
And
of course, what that did is that basically valued their company, didn't it? It gave their company a valuation, which they then leveraged with Apple, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So that's a you've got to look at what's going on and
right.
see where the upside is.
Right. Well said and well done, Steve. All great ideas today. Thank you, Steve. You always make us smarter, and we appreciate that.
My pleasure, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, I told you what would happen, didn't I? And so we did. We got smarter. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Be sure to check out his website. You'll get smarter just hanging out with him. I've got to take a quick break. I got to go for just a few minutes. Don't go away. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.